Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 14th of January, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. Move aside, Bob. Yes, after a couple of years, Robert Bob Swan, better known as the Intel CEO, will be stepping down next month. And Pat Gelsinger, at least that's how I think you say his name, he will be the one taking over. Now, of course, Intel had their PR statement that we'll do an abbreviation of here for you, citing that Gelsinger has a distinguished track record of innovation, also talent development, and deep knowledge of Intel. Intel went on to say that the board hopes that Gelsinger will use his expertise to steer Intel through a critical period of transformation. Gee, I wonder what that critical period of transformation is. Oh yeah, they lost Apple. Maybe that's the reason why Bob's no longer going to be there. Of course, we all know that Apple is one of Intel's, most prized customers. But they've decided to go their own in-house route for that. Similar to what Bob will be doing. Yeah, he'll be staying in his house. Parents out there, you want to influence your musical taste in your children? You can do it now with Spotify Kids. Yeah, if you can't understand that crap that they're listening to nowadays, well, you can help influence them. Get them hooked on the classics. Yes, this new feature for Spotify Kids is called Shared Playlists, and will allow parents to actually share playlists they've created for their kids. It will give kids access to the child-approved audio content that has actually been completely picked by their parents. It's pretty simple to do for you parents out there. All you got to do to share a playlist is access the pin protected area of the Kids app. Then you can select the music playlist you want to share, which you yourself have already created. There'll be a little pop-up that will appear asking the parent to confirm this decision. Now, along with this, there's also some extra new features for the Spotify Kids app, including now parents can view their kids' listening history and even block tracks that they don't deem appropriate. All right, let's face it. Video calling, yeah, it's fantastic. We're in the future now. The audio quality, however, though, for video calling, yeah, still pretty much stuck in the past. Dolby's hoping to change that by announcing a new tool called Dolby Voice, at least for PCs to start with. With Dolby Voice, it will remove unwanted background noise and even the echoes of the room, and automatically adjust levels for voices that are quieter far from the microphone. Dolby especially wants to concentrate on those voice calls with several participants. Yeah, it can get kind of hectic and pretty damn noisy. But Dolby says they'll be able to separate the voices to make them clear and more natural sounding. Now, if you really want to experience what Dolby Voice has to offer currently, you're going to have Lenovo's latest ThinkiPad X1 Carbon. They're actually the first systems to actually use Dolby Voice. As far as when the actual software might be available to all of us to use on our PCs, yeah, unfortunately, we're still yet to hear anything back from Dolby regarding that. And finally, WebOS. No, I'm not talking about the Palm Pre. I'm talking about LG TVs. Although, let's face it, between WebOS TV and Palm Pre's WebOS, yeah, there wasn't a whole hell of a lot of difference, was there? Though it has to be said, the efficiency of the interface on the LG TVs, yeah, pretty rock solid. However, though, it's not enough for LG anymore, and they're about to give WebOS a major overhaul. Yep, get ready for version 6.0. That just shows you how many times this OS has actually been overhauled. Not that many. With 6.0, the software will get rid of the slide-up bar altogether, and actually has a full home screen now, pretty much what you'd find on any other television nowadays. And if you were a fan of the colorful WebOS blades, well, that's gone. Actually, everything looks a bit more bland now, but a little bit cleaner at the same time. LG says with the new home screen, it now provides faster access to the most frequently used apps. It will be compatible with Alexa or Google Assistant. And as the iterations go further ahead with version 6.0, there'll be even more integration with AI. Something I'm sure WebOS back on the Palm Pre never ever thought was humanly possible. Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website for all the BTN content, britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the podcasts over there. Give us a like or a thumbs up, well, whatever you call it, over there on Facebook at British Tech Network. And join our BTN community at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show. Yep, we're back at you tomorrow for your Friday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Thursday. And thank you, as always, for listening.